Where did y'all find this?
Just searching around,
huh? Yavapai County. We're going to do a little spotlight on Yavapai County. And Yavapai County actually doesn't quite reach all the way and encapsulate all of Sedona. It doesn't quite reach Anthem. It doesn't quite reach Wickenburg. It doesn't quite reach Wickiup. It doesn't quite reach Kingman. But right smack dab in the middle of it is Prescott.
We broadcast there last weekend. It is such a charming town. It really is. I look forward to that trip up there every single Christmas for the holiday parade in the first Saturday in December each year.
It's amazing to me how many awards that little town has won.
Do you know what? When you search around, they just get it from every angle. Last week, we talked quite a bit about their Western heritage.
Yes, okay.
Bob Bozbell's True West magazine. Now, I'm not sure he might be a little prejudiced because it's, you know, in kind of in his backyard.
Close to home.
But they've won awards for the best Western town to live in, best Old West reenactment group, best historic Western radio, best historic saloon being at the palace.
Okay.
They also got a ding for the biggest sprawl, just that because the Quad City area counts as one. So they are sprawled out, but I like that. I don't think that's a problem. This old house ranked them as number 61 out of like 100 for historic living district.
It's being got the Pine district, beautiful, beautiful
for cottages and bungalows.
Yes.
That little area.
Yes,
but it also has some other things that might surprise you. Have you ever heard of these Sperling's Best Places?
I have not.
Well, it's a great website. Bert Sperling has been doing surveys all over the country since 1985 for all kinds of publications.
Okay.
And if you're actually looking for a place to live or wondering about someplace, it's a great place to play around.
Okay.
On there, Prescott ranks as number 6 out of 50 for emerging metro areas. And that's the only place in the Southwest that ranks as that. I mean,
now,
little bitty Prescott.
I would be really curious to ask Mr. Bert Sperling what his criteria was for that. One of the top 50 burgeoning urban areas in the country?
Yep.
Prescott.
And they're all over the country.
Burgeoning urban environment, I wonder if that means bad traffic. Because Prescott qualifies for that.
Well, here, but they have another ranking, the Green Cities ranking. Sperling also ranks them. They're number 42 out of 100 in the Green Cities ranking. And I do have the list of criteria for that. It has to do with their air and water.
Okay.
Their power, their farmers markets, organic food, building codes.
Okay.
But this one I couldn't figure out. Traffic. So they must have ranked really high in the organic food and farmers market or something, because I think the traffic is a little tough in Prescott.
Certain times of day, it can be horrible. I mean, if you want to get from Prescott Valley to Orange Springs, out on Orange Springs or Williamson Valley
Road.
You
can't be in a real hurry.
Oh, gosh. Now, you can take easily 40 minutes to make that trip. Easily.
Well, two other Arizona cities, the other two that made this list of 100 for the green cities, are Flagstaff at 47, number 47, and Tucson at 55. And Tucson also has bad, you know, hard traffic. It's congested. So I'm just thinking they must have ranked really high on these other things. They're both kind of foodie places, lots of good places to eat.
Lots of good foodie places.
Good farmers markets and organic food. And anyway, that's two of the things I thought were kind of surprising.
Interesting. Very interesting. So, little old Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we almost get to Sedona. I mean, there's a part of Sedona that falls in Yavapai County.
Do you know where Sedona got its name?
It was named after a little girl.
A woman, actually.
Okay.
Sedona Arabella Miller Schnebley came here as a young bride.
Okay.
They'd been married a couple years, came out here at the request of her brother-in-law, actually, said, "This is a great place to live. Come on out." She and her husband came out and settled in like 1901. And at the time, Sedona didn't even have its first settler until 1876, first Anglo settlers, of course. And then 1902, when about the time they got there, it was only 55 residents. So they were pioneers in the community. And her
Absolutely.
Husband was a farmer. He planted an orchard. And he found out Flagstaff was a great place to take his food to sell. In the meantime, they had built an 11-room home, and Sedona was just a very hospitable woman. And he would go sell his food and then bring back tuberculosis patients that she would care for $1 a day.
Oh, my
goodness. So she's raising babies, taking care of these patients, you know, growing their own food, working herself to death. And her husband became the first postmaster. Well, his name was so long, it wouldn't fit with Arizona Territory, so they just put Sedona on there. And that's how Sedona got its name.
Do you know how Prescott got its name?
I do not.
From a dead historian on the East Coast.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what Arizona means?
No.
Okay, we'll cover that next week.
All right. So anyway, Sedona, if you want to see that full story.
Read her full name again.
Sedona, Arabella, which is lovely, Miller, Schnebly.
And they have Schnebly Hill. So they couldn't fit it all in one place, so they broke it up and named all the region after her.
Yeah.
What was the middle two?
Arabella Miller.
All right. I'm sure there's a Miller something named. I don't know about Arabella. We'll have to see. She probably just got little sections all over that territory named after her.
Can you imagine building Schnebly Hill Road?
No, and he actually, is that the one between Flagstaff and
It's
Sedona?
One of them, yeah.
Not one you would travel. Oh, okay. Without a four-wheel drive.
Well, the main one, the Schneblys actually were instrumental in getting the grant to get that road built. If you want to read the whole story, go to ArizonaScenicRoads.com. It's an Arizona Office of Tourism website. It's just a great website. You go on there and you click the part of the state. It brings up all the highways available. It gives you a map. It gives you pictures of the area, places to stay. I had fun clicking. I'm ready to go see things in Arizona.
You can actually click on the highway, and it gives you photos and stories of the area. And
her
and
story
all
is on there. That's written by someone from the Schnebly family.
That's awesome. So Yavapai County. You know, the other places that we like to send people in our Arizona staycation, which you can register for at Rosie on the House, we recently had people run up to Hebron and stay at the Best Western Sawmill Inn, which is one of our favorite places to stay every time we go up for the Crawfish Festival.
Just easy, quick, right there on the highway.
Right there on 260, very convenient. You want to get to any of the rim lakes up there or any of the area, it's just a great place to hang your hat for a night.
And don't let the freeway scare you. It's a 35-mile-an-hour speed limit through Hebron 260.
It's quiet.
You're not going to be sleeping next to I-17 or something.
No, there's a little walkway out front. There's people out walking their dogs. It's
quiet,
very, very
quiet
homey
place.
Feel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it feels
and clean.
Great.
Very
That's
clean.
The Best Western Sawmill Inn in Heber. Now, one of the other things that we do, so you register to win the staycation at rosieonthehouse.com. When you win, you get to go to Sanderson Ford and pick out any one of the cars they have in their demo lot. And then we're going to stuff that car full of great gifts. One of the gifts is a basket from Coyote Odie Cookies in Glendale, which are absolutely some of my... If you want to get into the Christmas spirit and you're in the Phoenix metro area, just go do one evening of Christmas shopping over in Old Town Glendale. They light it up get you in the mood and the spirit. Coyote Odie Cookies are located right there on the Old Town Square. Get in there and have one of their oatmeal cookies. And then you'll have another.
They don't last at the office, I'll tell you
and
that.
And then you'll have another. And then you'll have another.
And they do little custom boxes. They'll put your logo on the front of it. Yeah,
great
your name.
Gift boxes. Coyote Odie Cookies. Absolutely delicious. Now, another concept we have in staycation is the astronomy tour at Canyon Lake. And you checked it, and it's over half full already.
That was 2 weeks ago. So if you want to come with us, better get on there and get signed up. We had other people tell us they were signing up this week as well.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the deal. On February 27th, we've got Dr. Sky joining us on the Dolly Steamboat on Canyon Lake. It is a full dinner served. Dr. Sky gives a presentation. We have telescopes on the deck of the steamboat, and he has a laser flashlight pointer, and we actually take a tour of the universe aboard the Dolly Steamboat on Canyon Lake, February 27th, full dinner served.
I think you need to like cold weather. It's going to be chilly out there
It'll
on the lake.
It'll be great.
Yes, it will.
It'll be
just
great. If you want to register for that, you don't have to win that. You have to register for that. Go to dollysteamboat.com, D-O-L-L-Y, steamboat.com.
What is the cost of that?
It's like $65 a person, and that's full dinner included. It goes from like 5 to 8:30 in the evening.
In good company. We'll have fun.
We will have a blast. So y'all come on out, register dollysteamboat.com. We'd love to meet all of you that listen to us on the show every Saturday morning. It's always great to meet y'all at home shows and home events, but it'll be great to meet you at this fun event. So Dolly Steamboat, you click on it. You go to Astronomy Tours, you click on February 27th, and you can pay right there on the website. We'd love to see y'all all out there. And then you've got...
Oh, yeah, so if you're out shopping today, changing subjects here, you're keeping it up here?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you still have shopping left to do, go to our website, and on the front page you'll see holiday gift list.
On the under favorite links.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And we're still building that out. You can find all kinds of local and American-made products if you just need to get some ideas for your shopping that we have left. You have some time left to buy. But if you're out of time to shop, check out Designing Women of Arizona. Phone number is 480-275-6474. Now, she's metro area, but she does deliver. She has all kinds of beautiful things that you can order, like wreaths and door hangers and centerpieces. She does events. But the coolest thing she has is this concierge department. So you can call her and say, I need this for such and such, and can you get that for me? And if you want it delivered, she will send you a picture first so you know what you're delivering. You know, isn't that cool? Yeah. So anyway, it's Designing Women of Arizona. If you have any kind of events or holiday giving needed, check her out.
Yeah, I picked that out myself.
Yeah. Do you like the way I'm? Hmm? Yeah. Like my little designing touch?
Yeah. So that's Designing Women.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the phone number?
480-275-6474, or see her work at designingwomenofaz.com.
There you go. So we've got you covered so far. We've been talking about tree trimming and the tree trimming parties. Mike was asking, how did we used to level those trees? You know, the old, old metal stands, you could just bend the legs. those were easy. You just bent them to fit however you wanted to do it. So we got a call from Dave out in Sun City that said, let the guys at the lot bore your center hole.
He could have saved you a lot of grief if we'd asked that question a long time ago.
Boy, and the problem with that spike style tree stand is once you've drilled it wrong, your only choice is cut about 4 inches off the tree and try again, or just... You know, there's just no good option. So then you end up bending those legs as well. So setting up your tree, what's your favorite tree? What do you put on first? Who does the picking? What are your family traditions? Talk about tree trimming here at Rosie on the House. You can give us a ring at the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. Or you can text us at
411-923. That's 411-923.
Talking about family Christmas traditions. We've got a show packed full of information for all of you today. John J. Harper will be joining us here in just a few minutes for, of course, the landscape outdoor living section. At 9 o'clock, we're going to be talking about water treatment. There's so much bad information about water softening and salt. Do I use salt? Don't I use salt? Do I go salt-free? Do I use magnets? Do I use electricity? We're going to unwrap all of those mysteries at 9 o'clock. 10 o'clock, we've got the Registrar of Contractors showing up this morning, and he's going to give us a little quick download on what he's up to in his new position there and what the agency is out and about doing, as well as we've got Acme Locksmith coming in. We're going to be talking about home security, which is important.
He's got some
this
great,
time of year.
Great, great tips. Keep your home safe.
All of that when we get back right here at Rosie on the House.